2016 planting is here, but commodity prices are still low. Farmers are looking for ways to get the best return on their crops, and many are considering cutting costs in their management plans. The Vice President of Program Development and Agriculture at the Sulphur Institute, Don Messick, talks about options for a strong 2016 growing season.
Well, it's easy to drop back on costs such as fertilizer, but let's be cautious. You may be running the risk of reducing fertilizer efficiency. Say for corn, nitrogen is our biggest cost input on the fertilizer side, so we want to make sure that we have a balanced fertilizer program. Ask yourself, is the phosphorus adequate? What about potassium and sulfur as well?
All farmers want to keep nutrient levels in their fields at a productive rate, but it's not always easy to maintain a balance. He explains what farmers should look for to know if they have a deficiency.
Well, this is a challenge. Unfortunately, sulfur deficiencies often look like nitrogen deficiencies. There is a difference in the textbook definition about where we see it on the plant, but when you have a corn growing in early stages, lots of times we just see yellow corn. So the best way to do is a tissue test. Now, the challenge with getting a tissue test, getting the results back from the lab, and making a corrective application if it is sulfur is a challenge. So if you feel that you've met your nitrogen deficiencies and still seeing yellow corn, it may well be sulfur.
When farmers compare their inputs to their yields, they want to see a monetary value. Most farmers know the benefits of fertilizer, but it's important for them to see a return on the cost of their inputs at the end of the growing season. He says sulfur helps to improve fertilizer efficiency and overall yield.
Well, as an agronomist, we call it the law of limiting nutrients. You want to address the nutrient that's most limiting production. After meeting phosphorus and potassium requirements, for example, then consider your sulfur. It doesn't require a large input, but the effect can be profound. We are, as I mentioned, talking about putting in nitrogen and it being an expensive input. But with sulfur, mostly 15 to 30 pounds per acre will address most deficiencies. So it's not a major cost input, but the yield increases can be substantial.
Considering that sulfur can improve yield and quality in a variety of crops, farmers may be more inclined to address deficiencies in their fields. He adds what sulfur fertilizer options are available.
There are over 20 different commercially available sulfur-containing fertilizers out there. So it becomes a challenge for the grower to determine exactly what meets his needs. You could talk to an extension agent, you can talk to a local agronomist, but there is a diverse opportunity to correct the deficiencies.
Learn more online at www.sulphurinstitute.org. Michael Clements reporting.